Welcome to Sanhedrin, Perek Beis, Mishnah Beis, Chapter 2, Mishnah 2. The Mishnah begins and says, HaMelech, a Jewish king, Loidan, he cannot be a judge. V'loidan in Eisayn, and we cannot judge him. Now this is not an intrinsic law, that he, like as if to say the king is above the law. It's actually because of the story that's brought down in the prophets, a whole long story that's brought down where the court, Shimon ben Shetach, tried to bring Yanai, the king, and make him responsible for a crime that one of his servants had committed. And there was a very bad outcome. And because of that outcome, they instituted that a king cannot judge and we cannot judge him. By the way, this only applies to some of the kings. The kings from the house of David, actually, they could judge and they were judged as well. The Mishnah continues, Lo Me'id, a king is not allowed to be a witness in a court. Just not respectful. But let me eat an ice sign. And similarly, we cannot testify about him. Like we saw yesterday, let's say the king's brother dies without any children. So there's a mitzvah for the king to marry his brother's wife. And if that is not accomplished, at least to do chalitza. Chalitza was a whole ceremony where she removed his shoe and she spit in front of him. So the law is, if the brother of the king dies without children, he does not have to do chalitza because it is a disgrace that she should spit, that the widow should spit at the king. And similarly, we don't do chalitza to the wife of the king. If the king dies without children and the queen survives, because the law is that she cannot marry a commoner. Once she was married to a king, she cannot marry a commoner. We'll see this at the end of the Mishnah. If the king is similar, the king's brother dies and his widow is there, the king cannot marry her, doesn't have to marry her. And similarly, if he dies, that nobody marries his widow, because again, that is not lefichvodo, that's not honorable that a commoner should marry a woman who is the wife of a king. Rabbi Yehuda says, Imratza lach loitzei liyavim, let's say the king does want to marry the widow of his brother, or he does want chalitza done, the ceremony that's done with the where she removes his shoe and she spits in front of him, zachor latov, then he's mentioned for the good. In other words, the king has permission to forego his honor. He could be mochel. He could forgive his honor if he so wants. The rabbi said to Rabbi Yehuda, "Ain't shomin lo." Rabbi Yehuda said if he wants to do it, he's mentioned the good. So the rabbi said to Rabbi Yehuda, "Ain't shomin lo." We don't listen to the king to disgrace himself and lower himself, because if a king tries to forgive or forego on his honor, it is not forgiven, because the pasuk says, "Som tasim alecha melech." You must place a king on top of you. And the Gemara teaches us that there's a certain reverence that one must have for the king. And therefore, that reverence, because of the throne or the position that he holds, is not something that he can just forgive and forego. Rabbi Yehuda says, No se hamelech amanuso shamelech. Even though a commoner is not allowed to marry the widow of a king, but another king is permitted to marry the widow of a king. Where do we find this? Shekei Matzima b'David, we find it by King David, Shenasa Manusa shall show Hamelech. He married the widow of King Saul, Shenemar, as it says in Samuel and Shmuel, Ve'etna lecha es beis adonecha, I will give you the house of your master, Ve'esneshe adonecha b'cheikecha, and the wives of your master Shaul were given b'cheikecha, were given to you. So we see from here that that David HaMelech was able to marry the widows of Shaul. What do you mean, you're not allowed to marry the widow of a king? The answer is, a commoner cannot marry the widow of a king, but a king can marry the widow of a king. That concludes this Mishnah. Wishing you a beautiful day and a wonderful Shabbos.